is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What are you doing there, Craig?
Cheers.
Oh, I'm just going to host this little TV show.
Oh, what's it about?
Is this TV?
Yeah, is this about those murders?
What
guys?
Is TV?
Finally.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Toy Anxiety. I was telling Ryan earlier that when people find out you have a podcast, like just people you see in life, work, whatever, they a lot of times they go, what's your podcast about? It's like, it's not a novel. It's about a lot of things. It's
what channel is it on?
Yeah. How do I find it?
Ugh. This is my standard. I say movies and toys.
Movies and toys. That's all you got to say. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Movies and Toys podcast presented by YHS. That's not what this is called. Welcome to Toy Anxiety live here on Tuesday night. Excited to be back. Last week was fun. We had the Mondo guys on. Lots of good feedback on that episode.
God, that was last week?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So much has changed since then.
Oh.
We're going to try to top it. We'll
like
see.
Last week, we were like, I hope they find that Titanic thing.
Yeah. Remember when they didn't?
Whew. Man, what a weird time to be alive.
I think they knew. I'm gonna pull a Jesse Ventura here, who I met on the weekend. And yeah. I'm going to have my own conspiracy theory here. I think they knew those rich people were dead. And they were all like, well, let's just have a good story for the sake of hope.
And well, seriously, you're right. Or to distract.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. Hope or not, it's a good story.
You know what
they figured? I mean, I think they were like, well, we know that this is probably true, but since we don't have proof, let's.
You know what's some more entertaining?
Let's not just come out and say, yeah, they died immediately.
Yeah, because people were like, I mean, even Jake, who literally, you don't care about the news at all. And you were like, hey guys, 20 hours of oxygen left.
Oh, I was in, dude. I was checking out some of those websites that had like live updates.
Oh yeah.
Because I just wanted to know, like, even though they were like, hey, so we lost contact an hour and a half in.
Right.
They probably died an hour and a half into their journey. Here we are 3 days later, but you're still like, yeah, but I just want to know if they found.
But do they have a live stream happening inside that sub?
Oh my God.
That is still going?
I feel like here's another thing is everybody is like, everybody just went ham on all the jokes. And listen, it is sad people died, but the funniest thing to me is that James Cameron has become the go-to expert. Like, we got James Cameron on the
line. Yeah. First off, we got new Titanic news in the news, which people get excited about.
Right. It's been a while.
Second coming. And then, James Cameron is like, I feel like I've already made this movie. And no, I'm not making light of it. But I read his whole interview about how he said that whatever they used the material for some sort of a filter or engine was like not.
Hey, we're missing the most important part.
It was made.
That
from
one guy's son went to Blink 182 because that's what his dad would have wanted.
Been tested. Material.
If they ever find an asteroid, I tweeted this. If we ever discover an asteroid's about to hit Earth, I do hope that they're like chiming in with expert opinion here, Michael Bay. Like, just like, let's go to directors Bay. Only.
Yeah.
Well, usually like, there'd be a lot of explosions here.
I mean. In all fairness, he probably has spent the most time and money
doing the research,
thinking about the scenario. So.
Absolutely. And that's why we love movies, because directors are more important than real people.
Movie
Hi, everybody.
Show.
Welcome to Toy Anxiety. Wow, what a hot start tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold a 5 minute
hold out hotcakes.
It's been a long week. Boy. It's a crazy time to live in the world. But that's okay. That's why we're here. We're here to entertain and have some fun. Joining me as always, my co-host, who literally spent the weekend on our side of the border and then ran home as quickly as possible. Ryan Dole. Ryan, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Had a good, like, 12-hour sleep yesterday. Catch up from the weekend.
Wow.
But good. Yeah, it was nice. But yeah, that was it. Not much is going on in the world of Dole in the last couple of days. It's a crazy weekend, but it was like...
You were canoodling.
Oh, I was canoodling.
You were rubbing elbows.
Yeah, BC DeLorean and I are pretty much... I think we're going to have our own booth at Washington SummerCon next year, and people are going to pay for our autographs.
Oh, that's what's going to happen?
That's how popular we were this weekend.
I just hope anybody who goes up to BC DeLorean is like, well, you have a DeLorean, and he just always goes, and other cars, too.
And other cars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And other movie cars.
Well, Ryan, we're glad you're back. Glad you're safe. Glad you had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun watching your stories.
Yeah, it was great, man. It looked like a great convention. We'll have to make it out one of these years. Congrats to Jake Stevens. I saw him hosting panels.
Dude, yes.
Look at that guy.
Oh, dude's awesome. He's so good.
He's natural.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, Ryan, that you got to see the Jake Stevens collection in person.
Yeah, I went to Stevens Manor.
Wow.
Yeah. He lives in like a 100-year-old house. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Tight.
So do we.
And no, but like his has a basement. So it's.
It's a real house. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real house. So he actually has a room in the basement for his toys, like a real adult. So like his living room looks like an adult living room. His kitchen looks like an adult kitchen. He's got a dining room that looks like it belongs to an adult. Then you go down to the basement.
Interesting.
And he's a kidult. It's the kidult room down there. Okay, like that. It's really nice. He was a really great host, and not just like at his place, but at the con too. He's kind of like one of their go-to dudes.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Very good to hear.
Yeah, we got to hang out with him at let's see, what was that? Celebration. That was
Star
fun.
Wars Celebration.
Yeah. Always love doing stuff with him. So I'm glad you got to hang out with him, Ryan.
Love doing stuff with Jake Stevens. It's a funny sentence to say.
Jake Stevens from For Alarm to Zuckus. That's his full name.
Yeah,
Jacob Walsh, what's up, man?
Hey, I want to know if BC DeLorean and other movie cars is going to get a replica of that sub.
We're back. Well, folks, we're back on it.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's just kind of his thing. I'm just wondering.
Like,
hey,
like
it seems pretty, it seems pretty easy to put one together.
Well, you know?
All you got to do is go to Home Depot.
That's what I say when you buy your submarine from IKEA and wonder why it doesn't fucking work. God damn.
You saw Toy Farce did a transformer of that submarine.
Oh my God.
This episode's gone downhill.
We only have a couple hours of oxygen left.
It's gone down. Yeah, you're like, it's gone downhill.
Oh,
down
man.
Periscope.
Well, for those of you who are here, we really appreciate you. We're about to shout out you in the comments, but
yeah,
stick around.
Comments. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Jacob, I saw
you. But Abby, how are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, do that. Taking over.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Gonna compliment Jake's shirt, but we'll just. Sorry.
We'll get there. We'll get there. He's on topic.
Yeah. He is on topic. Mm-hmm. Yes. Abigail, how are you?
I'm not trying to gatekeep Jacob from talking about his shirt. I like your shirt very much. And I know we're gonna be talking about well, I'm doing pretty well. I'm trying to fight the heat off here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's super hot. But yeah, life's good. I've been taking walks and listening to Stephen King and watching Yellow Jackets and Righteous Gemstones, and all is well. That's what I have to say.
Those are all good things.
Look at this. Thanks. Yeah, super chat.
Whoa.
Johnny Cock, happy birthday, Mr. Jake Walsh.
Hey, dude.
Holy shit. Happy birthday, Jake.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
That's crazy. Already.
The only sub I'm getting is about a foot long and it's edible. Team YHS Rock.
Nice.
Thanks,
that's pretty cool.
Eat fresh.
Foot long. I didn't know that our listeners were in that kind of financial situation. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see
$5 foot long.
Well, he's Canadian.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah, we'll get you on the leaderboard for our top super chat. Thank you so much for contribution there. And why don't we go ahead and say hi to the chat? Does that sound like a good idea? Because there's a lot of people here already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Hi, everyone. Thanks for
hi,
being
everybody.
Here.
Silver
you could
Cape.
Legit be anywhere else. You're here.
Bork. McFly Toys. Dora Laxon. Overman. Johnny Cock, like we just said. Retro Cabal. Easy E. BC DeLorean.
Easy E's here.
Easy's here. Disavowed Action Figures, Definitive Toys, Boogeyman's here. Davey Sock Rocker. Another Punk Chef is in the house. Chris Hernandez. This is my Design Horror channel. Riley Bob, Toikikosaurus, Jason Grahoski, Thanos Copter, Skylar Davis, Flash is here. A lot of familiar faces. Mm-hmm. Cougar McGillicuddy, great name. Tony Taponi.
Another great name.
Another one. Against Al 78. What did Al ever do to you? A. Randall. Roland. Good Games Props and Collectibles. Chinovo's here. Petey's Dubs and so on and so on. Lots of people already here. We appreciate it. It's kind of a big time in toys right now because here's where we are. Let's set the stage. We are a couple of weeks away from San Diego Comic-Con, so we know there's going to be more exclusives being revealed. We know there's going to be a lot of toys in general revealed at Comic-Con. And between us being on the floor, Ryan manning the streams at home, we're going to have coverage of HasLabs, probably Star Wars, possibly.
Well, there's that Ewok Village because we got to talk Ewok about Village. That weekend for sure.
And then we are going to possibly have, I think the Hasbro and Star Wars panels are both going to be Friday. So we'll have a lot of news that Friday. Mm. Saturday, we're going to talk about it more in the next couple of weeks, but we'll have the ToyTubers Unite panel being put on by Geek Dan Life. We will be joining him and Mad Hatter, as well as Pixel Dan over there Saturday at Comic-Con. So if you're Comic-Con,
there will be a bootleg Comic-Con edition.
There's going to be a bootleg. I want the lights to go off and Ryan lowers from the ceiling in the middle of the panel.
You can hear a cardboard cage.
Oh, my, the boy, a dream.
Extreme.
So we'll have a lot of fun. And then I think next week, I'll check my email. I think this is 100% confirmed. We are going to have another guest next week. Kyle, who is one of the head designers at Super 7. He's going to be joining us to talk about some of their reveals.
Wow. All the guests.
It's great.
Rated R Superstar 7.
Hey, speaking of Super 7, we got a super chat from our main man, Matt Bush. Ewok Village gate confirmed, or is it going to be a whole village?
Oh, boy.
It's a village. It takes a village.
It takes a village to
just the gate.
To move a gate just to open the damn gate.
It takes a village to crowdfund a gate. I've always said that.
It's true. You always do. Like somehow it always comes up in conversation.
It's been said, yes.
Yeah. Many times.
Thank you for the super chat. Today was, anytime a new big crowdfunding project is announced, it's always exciting. So we're going to obviously be talking about Mattel Creations and Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And Jake, I was thinking about this lately. Lately, I mean this afternoon.
Sure.
I feel like we don't talk, for as much as we all love the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World series, we don't talk about it that much on Toy Anxiety. And I think we need to show it some more love. I think we need to get in.
We should. Yeah. I was thinking about that earlier and
Didn't it win worst figure?
Did they?
Didn't Ellie Sattler win an opportunity for Growth Award?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's weird. We've talked about it on here before, but I was going to say, Craig, in all seriousness.
All seriousness.
Who is someone you know? Like, personally, who's the biggest fan of Jurassic Park that you know?
You.
It's me.
Probably.
Right?
Probably BC DeLorean and other movies.
No, he has other cars.
It's not
him. He owns the gate.
Okay,
it's not him.
He's a car fan.
I mean, listen, Jacob Walsh is the biggest fan that I know.
My daily driver is a Jurassic Park car.
It is
my entire back is tattooed in Jurassic Park. I love Jurassic Park. Hey, what else do I love? Toys. Yes. I really love toys. Guess what? I don't buy.
What
the fucking Mattel Jurassic Park line? Like, there's something wrong with that, and it's not me, it's Mattel.
it's them, not you, right?
I think they're dinosaurs. I've said this before. I think the dinosaurs are pretty great, and they're getting better and better. The humans suck. Like, they're human characters.
Yeah, but they did in the 90s too.
Good.
So what's the difference?
No, they did not. The Kenner Jurassic Park line is perfect and it's beautiful.
Yeah, they nailed Dennis
Nedry
spot on.
They did. They did for sure.
Based on the book.
That line.
Based on the book.
am pretty sure that character was maybe not cast when they had that toy. I don't know. I just
no, they, it wasn't. Sounds all familiar, the, hold on, yeah. hold on, hold on. Before this goes off the rails and everybody starts thinking, you know, Kenner just fucked up Dennis Nedry. Okay, let's clear the record.
It's can't been, have you thinking that, right?
30 fucking 5 years. no, I mean all the Jurassic Park line, as old toy lines used to do. They would hit the stores the week the movie came out. It's a classic. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of those figures were based on concept art and were done before the movie was cast. Just setting the stage. Maybe you're a new viewer. Maybe you're somebody who goes, "Hey, I really like the Jurassic Park Mattel line." Jake, you are not a fan of the traditional three and three quarter scale.
I'm not, and my problem with it is the same problem that I have with, you know, all the other modern companies that are putting toys. I just think vintage toys have more charm, and there's something that calls me to those more than like trying to get a realistic 3-inch figure. It just doesn't work.
Dinosaurs are awesome though.
That's what I'm saying. The dinosaurs are great. One of the main reasons I don't collect them is because there's too many. Like it's constant. I pick and choose, which I'm not saying I don't buy it at all. I got the Hammond T-Rex is right here. And you know, there's a spattering of the dinosaurs over here. I just get the ones that kind of fit in with the original. I'm not trying to buy, you know, Jurassic World stuff. I, if it looks like stuff from the original film, I'll buy it. I mean, I'm not, but I'm just not all in.
What's wrong is the dinosaurs don't have freaking lasers attached to them. Hashtag Dino Riders.
Yeah.
In this episode, sponsored by Barbasol. It should be.
Yeah, I could use some Barbasol.
No mental?
I think Mattel should do the Crystal Palace collection, and they should do dinosaurs based off those dinosaurs.
They should. I want to answer this question. Where'd it go?
Riley Bob?
Riley Bob says, was Jake a fan of the Amber line 6-inch? I bought a little bit of it, and then I realized I hated it, and I got rid of it. And same reason. It reminds me of like Black Series figures. It's just I don't think any of the lines that are trying to do super realistic 6-inch and 3-inch figures, they just come out weird to me. Like they're all dead-eyed. They all have like weird expressions. Kenner stuff, where it's a little more animated, looks more like a toy, other than like, well, it just looks like I have a mannequin of Jeff Goldblum on my shelf, and that's strange. Oh, so yeah. I had some Amber collection stuff. I sold it all. I had some, you know, I had some of the Hammond collection and Legacy collection figures. I ended up not liking them, and I got rid of them all, but I kept the dinosaurs. So
That's all right.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think I'm always impressed when I go to like Target and I look at just the sheer amount of figures, whether it's Hammond collection or the regular Legacy line that Mattel puts out, because it is a lot. But we're going to get into it here. After pickups, we'll get into this big crowd fund, and we'll talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Gate.
You know, did you come up with that?
I just said it.
That's really funny.
Yeah,
that's really good, Ab. This is why Abby's the funniest one here.
Oh, damn. My goodness.
Hey, we have
you.
A super chat. Thank you, Mr. Geek Death Lives. Take that, Matt Bush.
Yes, absolutely. Competition.
You gonna take that, Matt Bush?
Don't let people out super chat you.
Yeah, man. That's why Super 7 hates Geek Dad Life, because he keeps doing shit like that.
None of us have good Mattel connections. We'll have the Hasbro guys on. We got Super 7.
It's because I just laid into them.
It's because Jake just said, I'm the biggest Jurassic
Park. Jake's shitting on Motu, shitting on the park, shitting on the Hot Wheels. He hates Barbie.
Dude.
Hates Cabbage Patch Kids, yo.
Super chat, thank you.
Jacob Walsh behavior.
Jacob, from Retro Cabal, what did you think of the Jurassic Transformers?
I don't like Transformers. I think they look cool, but I'm not a Transformers collector. I bought originally, God, did I buy one of those? I know I bought the Ghostbusters Transformer.
Right.
And then I'm not sure if I bought the first Jurassic Park one or not. But if I did, I sold it. I sold the Transformer and Transforming Ecto One, just because I'm not a Transformers person, but I thought they looked cool.
Very cool.
I think we need to start getting into those. Do you know what? Do you know what Jurassic Park needs? They need a micro line, like micro galaxy, and
tiny
micro machines. We need like the cars with the dinosaurs and the transformable playsets. Like you open up a T-Rex head and you got the command center. That's what we need. We need
or like
those.
A big piece of amber. Like that would be tight.
Ooh. Yeah. Like
that'd
that's
be cool. They used to do those. They weren't like super, super tiny, but they used to do like, I think it was micro machines. Like used to do Jurassic Park stuff. There's a bunch of Lost World.
Googling it.
Man, yeah, they're great. I have a box of them in my closet.
go get it.
Graphic Knight, thank you for the super chat. He did ask, what about the Kenner-inspired figures? So the 30th anniversary retro figures.
I almost bought those, but the figures, the human figures are the exact same human figures. They're not, like, it's cool that they come, with the, like, old school weapons and the boxes are cool and the paint jobs on the dinosaurs are cool. Mm-hmm. But they're still the same sculpts that I don't like, so I didn't pick them up. They almost got me with the packaging and stuff, and I almost bought the Rex, but ultimately I'm at a point in my collecting where I have to really love it to buy it. So that kind of stuff that's like gimmicky, like it's cool, but I just couldn't, I wouldn't know where to put it. So
gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Acknowledge the next super chat.
Yeah, go. We highlight that one.
Yeah, Matt Bush again, back at it. GDL Geek Dad Life has Mattel connections. Chill.
Geek Dad
Life.
Thank
you so much, Matt Bush. Does really help us out, y'all. Thank
you. Take a chill pill. Mm-hmm. Geek Dad Life. Okay, so Matt Bush back on the board.
I mean, clearly I like toys. I just like good toys.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, who's got pickups this week?
I got a couple.
You got a few?
I got a couple.
Jacob? I do, but I think they're the same ones you got.
Well, that's okay.
And maybe Ryan. I don't know what Ryan's got.
Yeah, no one knows what I got.
we might all have the same stuff.
This is
chilling
good.
In the name of.
Oh man, now I want them. Hey, we're making that for the Jeffries.
In the name of.
We're making that for the Jeffries.
Fuck so, yeah! If somebody seriously, I'm gonna write it
to
down.
Some of those notes. That buy HasLabs. To those of you who like horses.
Some of you don't like horses.
Some of you don't like horses.
Okay. All right. Fucking.
So there you go.
Shilling in the name of.
Okay. Well, I'll start off. We got a nice little care package from our good friend Matt Bush, who's always hooking us up with amazing stuff. And there's some stuff for Jacob and Ryan as well, but they don't know about that stuff yet. So I will show off, and I did not have a chance to update my, my chart, but I do have a, vintage Star Wars Kenner.
Hey, I think there needs to be a new rule here. I'm sorry, Craig. I'm going to interrupt you. There has to be a new rule. Lando. You cannot show these off until you update the graphic. If that means you got to wait a week, listen, you gotta wait a week,
or you could take 5 seconds and draw a goddamn check mark on your toy
the graphic.
No, hold on.
Hang on, we got rules here.
We have a new development.
I didn't think the weapon was with him, and I was like,
"Oh, and the
that's okay because it was free." But no, it just fell out. So yeah, there you go. So it's actually complete General Lando. Can you believe that he's a general now?
Wow.
Must have been about his little maneuver in the Battle of Teneb. come on! We love Star Wars.
Oh, I love Star Wars. I'm yeah.
And I'll show off. There was another item for me.
Sorry. I'm just gonna. I don't usually try to bring up the chats, but I'm bringing up this one.
Do it.
People demand graphics, whether
guys,
they're 16-bit or made by Craig.
It's great. I had to be. My social battery is so drained. It was a long day.
Yeah, you had to make graphics for.
I had to make graphics
real
for
work
for the other people, but it's fine. I'll fix the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm being told to fix my mic cover. And it's bothering people.
Yeah.
The little silver.
Yeah, you got to put it all the way on. You got to slide that down.
Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, you got a good grip on that.
Yeah. So this was also in there. Another awesome vintage sealed vehicle. It is the Batman Bola Bullet.
Ooh.
Check that out.
Oh, that's weird.
It's weird. It's fun. I love old Kedder Batman stuff, man.
They're the best.
I thought this was funny. Jason Smith, we come for the graphic content. And not to interrupt you, but there is one more super chat from Davey Sockrocker. Matt and Geek Dad Life just had their subs crunched.
Dang. Oh. Thanks, Davey.
Subs.
Your sub got crunched. Oh. Thank you. That's really kind. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that is really kind. And
yeah, that is really nice. That's a cool vehicle.
So, Abigail, you also got something for Mr.
Matt Bush. Yes. Really special listener, obviously. Sends quality, awesome stuff. Like, this show would... We have to, like, thank him. He definitely keeps the show alive in a lot of ways. So thank you. Wow. Okay. So I got two really cool things from Matt Bush. And ooh, I'll show this one first, which is the baby tree house for all the babies to swing on.
For all your blind bag babies.
Yeah. Features walnut squirrel, baby Ambrose, peekaboo tree, slide swing, hammock.
Hold up. Ambrose.
That's an Ewok. That looks like the Ewok thing.
Yeah, it is. Confirmed.
Yeah. There it is.
Family Ewok hut. Tree
for babies. Confirmed. I love that. Awesome. Yeah, so this is awesome. Really cute. It's going to go great in Calico Corner, which I have been neglecting, and I really need to get that whole thing set up.
You should put plants in there.
Yeah, I know I should. I need to go to IKEA and get some good fake plants. That's my plan.
No, get real ones, so that way you have to nurture and care. I'd like to build the whole Calico Crater Corner.
I want the whole shelf to be made out of, like, found branches and greenery and things, although we'll see how that works out. Okay. I got to show you all. This is, like, the coolest thing I got from Matt Bush. I'm so excited. It's the popcorn delivery trike, and this looks like something that's right out of Animal Crossing. Like, the colors and the fact that it's like a little snack machine with this really cute little lamb. Her name is Sheep Mother. And yeah, this is, first of all, it's summertime. Like, we got
sounds
sheep,
like a death metal band.
Sheep mother. Oh yeah, that's like a absolutely Norwegian death metal. So yeah, this is awesome. And it makes me happy to look at it. It's like very summertime. I'm feeling like that peak of summer vibe right now. And
those are cool.
Yeah, it looks like the Oceanside. So I might have a whole, like, I don't know. I want to have like an Oceanside set.
Wait, what is that called? It would be like not the dock. The pier. So you'd have like your own like pier. That
Calico
would
Pier.
Yeah.
A boardwalk.
Calico Pier.
A boardwalk on the pier.
Yes. I love walking the pier. Yes.
Oh,
that's a
Abby,
big deal. It's a big deal.
Your Calico Critter Corner is going to be like
so cool.
Pretty epic. Yeah.
There's going to be like a Daytona best. Beach section.
Yeah. I'm down for it.
Get shot glasses, lighters, t-shirts.
Airbrush.
Needles.
Like, yeah.
Glitter shirt that just says Calico Corner.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, the craziest college co-eds you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It just gets weirder and weirder. Some guy's playing steel drums.
Comes out of the water.
The critters are drinking alcohol out of suntan lotion bottles.
Dude, they're senior frogs.
Caught smoking pot on the beach. Now they have to clean up the beach the next day as their little instant community service.
Oh.
Critters gone wild.
Critters get punished.
Wow, this guy was cool. hey, Ryan, do you have any pickups?
I do.
Okay.
I do. So I got this one.
Those are cool.
From my friend of the show. I don't know what happened there. Okay. So I got Willow. A beautiful, unpunched, crispy, clean Willow. Thank you, Yoko Makan, for this.
Oh, we're going to be talking reaction. Jacob and I were talking today.
Warwick right there?
Yeah, reaction figures are getting good, man.
Oh, reaction?
They are, yeah.
Had me thinking it was a vintage toy because that looks just like the old ones. That's new. That's a reaction.
That's what that's new.
Well, it is new, but this one's also new, but looks old. Boom! Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom.
Cool.
Needed that bad boy. Why not get the one from Last Crusade as well?
Oh shit! Is that
very
even
cool?
Out here?
Very cool.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. I don't care if it is or not. And guess what? I also got Short Round as well.
Short Round.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
Because we all need a Short Round. He's the best.
Yeah.
So that's where my collection's at Indiana Jones. I do want Indy Sr. To go with my Last Crusade. But these toys are great. You guys are all getting them, correct? Jacob?
Yeah. Craig? I showed those off last week or the week before.
Right. I wasn't sure which one of you did, but yes, these are great toys, and I think everyone should buy them. Yeah. Don't buy the 6-inch ones; those are terrible. Buy these.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
Yeah, those
it's the
are
real
great.
Deal.
Mm-hmm. Watch the movies, which I've been doing. I'm excited for the new.
Yeah, I rewatched whatchamacallit? Not Temple. Holy crap!
I watched Temple.
Raiders. Yeah, Raiders. We watched Raiders recently.
Raiders is the best.
So good. Temple's, it's yeah, so close. That woman is stunning.
Striking.
Yeah, thank you.
From the original?
Yeah, Marion. She's.
Oh God,
striking.
I know.
She's
I fucking striking. Love her. Yeah.
Great pickup.
I texted Abby to tell her.
She is quite striking.
I was quite taken with her.
I was quite breathtaking. Oh! That's what I said.
So, Jacob, you got some pickups, man?
Yeah. Do you want to go at the same time? It's the same stuff you got.
Well, I mean, right. I don't know. I mean,
I
made
tag team pickups.
Hold on. The last time I talked to Jacob, you were in Target, but no decisions were made. So I don't know. You start showing off yours, and
I'll start showing off. So,
oh wow.
Everybody's picking these up. The new Turtles figures are on the shelf.
Oh,
now,
yeah. Up here too.
As far as the Turtles, these are the only two I got because they clearly only opened the case of Michelangelo's and Raphael's. There were a ton of these. There were no Donatello's and Leonardo's on the shelf. There was Leonardo's in the... they had the like 3-pack where it's like Leonardo and then the kid Leonardo and the little turtle. But I didn't want to. I'm not going to buy this entire line. I gotta be smart about it because of the space.
We'll see about that.
Nope,
folks.
Nope. I did good today because they had a Leonardo. They had that one, but I didn't want to mix that one with these because those are paints. They're glow in the dark, so the paints are different. So I had to.
Oh, you need glow in the dark, don't you?
Nope.
Want to be TMNT?
So while you
glow
hold on,
me?
I sure
hold
don't.
On.
I sure
while
don't.
We're talking,
I'm going to get these, and that's it.
Jake, we'll go
I'm
back offended. And forth.
Okay.
So I...
Fighting words.
...did buy this Leonardo 3-pack, Target exclusive, Making of a Ninja, because this is... Listen, you got baby, and then you got toddler, and then you've got Leonardo, and like if there was a fourth figure... It would be me.
How does your head get smaller?
How does
that's how they draw kids in... That's how they draw kids in all animation. They got big heads. Yeah, even look at Muppet Babies. Even when you look at the actual like live action Muppet Babies, they have big heads and then they shrink.
I'm all in on Teenage Mutant Mayhem Turtles in a half shell, having fun with Craig. Listen, I love this.
Nice.
But I got more than this. It's a Craig-olution. You have more?
What else did you? I got a couple more, yeah.
Okay. I'll show off the turtles I got. I got
Michelangelo.
Yeah, that's the first one. So that's what
it's a great looking
Michelangelo.
That's me. Yeah. Party dude.
Raphael.
It's Jacob.
Yep. I like how Jacob. I don't know if you guys noticed the angry one.
Yeah, that's angry. You. That's
oh, they can't says. Say rude dude anymore?
He's like, yeah, it says Raphael the angry one. He's like, I love Jurassic Park. Do you want the new toys?
Do they have the bios on them? Do they have the bios on the back of the shit that they're into?
No. Yeah.
Raph read likes them. They're great.
Raph likes to break things. In fact, his biggest goal is to punch someone so hard they throw up.
Are you not making that up?
No, that's what it says.
Oh my God.
That's a dream. That's a dream.
Beneath his hard head and tough exterior, a sensitive turtle looking for someone to talk to. Hey, that does
funny.
Sound like
yeah,
Jake.
You want to push someone so hard? Yeah.
Okay, go back and read Michelangelo.
What does Mikey say?
Mikey,
this is like getting our horoscopes.
Michelangelo. Mikey's the comedian.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because she's the funniest one.
Too bad his brothers don't think he's that funny.
Oh, well, that's where it sounds like Craig.
So maybe in this universe, I'm more Michael. He might not be the best at ninjutsu or waking up on time.
Ah, oh, that's so mean.
Or even hygiene, but you can always count on Mikey's positive attitude.
I'm pretty
attitude.
Clean, okay? But and I also have a very positive attitude.
So,
that's funny.
Should I read the other two bios real quick? Because I've got
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
I got
all four.
I got Donnie. Donnie is devastatingly smart.
Oh, that's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not afraid to let you know.
That's definitely you.
It's his intellectual self-assuredness may come across as arrogance, but it's just that his brain is thinking so many steps ahead that he's paralyzed with indecision.
Wow.
Okay. Oof,
that's deep.
And let me read Craig
Leo's Fan of Vanilla.
My biography. Leo's the leader. Well, he wants to be. he dreams of leading his brothers to become an unstoppable crime-fighting team. So what if no one takes him seriously?
Oh, man. I hear it.
That's so good. Those are so much fun. I don't do horoscopes.
But...
Even like the way those bios are written, tell me.
I like that.
Like if that's the vibe of the movie, I'm so excited. Because that's so much fun.
That's what I was thinking too.
When I bought mine today, the like self-checkout was full. And the person was like, hey, come over here. So I had to like... be an adult buying Ninja Turtle toys. They were like, "Did you find everything you're looking for?" And I was like, "Yeah, bunch of Ninja Turtle toys." And then, the guy ringing me up looked at it and he goes, "What are these? Are these the new Seth Rogen Ninja Turtles?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I didn't even know we had these."
That's cool. The Toys R Us here. I don't know if you saw photos of the Toys R Us's up in Canada. They have the giant end cap plus the entire aisle with giant cardboard stand ups and.
It's awesome.
Just these big giant displays, and they're just they got fully stocked the same time as the States, which is unheard of. And they're all at still reasonable prices, not just the regular jacked up Toys R Us prices. So this weekend, I am hoping that all the kidults didn't go in and raid the place. I was gonna go today after work, and I was like, I wonder if I can get there between work and toy anxiety. But no, that wasn't going to happen. So I'm going to go this weekend with my boy Tyler. And I'm looking forward to buying a shit ton of them.
Cool.
There you go.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of stuff.
Jake, did you get anything else?
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is just get the four guys, the four turtles, and a few of the villains. And they had some of those. So I did pick up Bebop and Rocksteady.
Dang.
These are so cool. These look so good. I picked up Bebop and Rocksteady, and then I was able to get the one that I wanted the most. They only had one of these, but
Superfly.
Leatherhead.
Look at
Rose Byrne.
Yeah,
Rose Byrne.
This is an awesome toy.
Could you read his bio for me, please?
Leatherhead. Yeah. Okay. Leatherhead is proud to be a mutant and all in on Superfly's plan to make more of them. They are down for causing destruction and mayhem, especially if it means getting to make a few big Boombas.
Boombas?
A plot point we are not familiar with yet.
Whoa.
In the old
Boomba?
I think Boomba means explosion.
Okay. Yeah. It's probably what his term for it is.
I can't wait to hear him. I cannot wait to hear his voice and stuff.
Yeah.
Also,
for this movie,
who's playing Leatherhead?
I don't know. Rose Byrne.
That's who's okay.
Chat saying that it's a she, perhaps.
Well, her bio said they.
Well, it said they? Yeah, it called them a they. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. There's your answer.
Oh, yeah. Wow. God, sounds like turtles are going broke.
Good for the turtles.
No, this is awesome.
This movie better not be a stupid woke piece of shit.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but if you put all their headbands together, it makes rainbows. So I'm gonna tell you right now.
I hope there's a nice progressive message that
I hope so
fucking
too.
Assholes are like, nah.
Yeah.
I hope they're all drinking Bud Light at the end. Do you know what I love about all of these? Like, this movie doesn't come out for like another month and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
All these toys are out, and just we don't know anything really about this movie other than what we saw in the trailer so far. And just I'm just gonna gush about us and the chat for a quick moment and all these people that are buying these toys. We are all so excited about this movie. I'm gonna just call out Hasbro and Star Wars and Mattel and everybody else. This is how it should fucking be. because we are so excited about this. We get to buy all the toys early, because if this movie sucks, I can still be like, I had so much fun buying these turtles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I've being got a good excited about for it.
And I still got a good, I still got a good feeling about this movie. And yeah, I'm just excited. And it's nice to be able to be this excited for a movie and still be able to go to the toy store and see it fully stocked and all this wonderful, beautiful stuff. So yeah, I'm just, it's exciting. It's happy to see the toy community as well being like, I'm sure there's people complaining somewhere. I don't care. Unless I'm reading a sad comment about it, then it's really funny. But I mean, you know, it's just nice to see a lot of people just kind of like really kind of rallying behind this movie and these new toys and just being excited.
Yeah. Especially if it's like all inclusive. That's really cool. As someone who loved turtles growing up.
If Leatherhead is a they, them, this means Jacob has a chance.
It's true.
Oh, you could fall
guys,
in love.
I'm having a computer charging issue, so I am going to disappear for about 3 minutes.
That's all good.
Just letting everybody know.
Okay. We'll gingerly discuss the topic.
Thank you.
Well, I was going to say also
be ginger.
The packaging is like, this is some of the best packaging we've seen in a while. And it actually like showcases the other. I feel like not that long ago we were having a conversation. Either we were having a conversation or Geek Dad was having a conversation about how, like, if you look at the back of some Star Wars boxes, it's like a little bit of the toys up here. And then most of the box is just like text to talk about, you know, random. It's like not like this anymore. This
That's what I'm gravitating towards. Yeah, because I completely love that shit. Yeah, it's it's meaningful, and it's well written story stuff. That like when you think about Donatello being somebody who's always got a million things going on in his mind, he's trying to problem solve. Like that's just a deeper character than just like, oh, he loves he does machines.
Yeah,
he does. Yes.
Also, one of the things I was talking to Craig earlier when I was buying these, and I was like, I think we're going to have to talk on the show tonight about the fact that these are $10. And listen, clearly we all love NECA here. We love these other companies. We love buying these toys, but why can I buy four of these for the price of one? Like, I don't know if it has something to do with the licensing, and because this is Playmates, they're able to sell these a little. I don't know. And if you guys know, I want to know. But I bought five of these today.
Yeah.
And it cost me $50. And
yeah,
you know, if you buy one
next, that's good value.
It's gonna be $40-something. So
but that's the same with superpowers. Right. I've been asking myself that same question.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Like even when you're buying like retros from Hasbro, sometimes they're like $15-$20 up here. For one of those like small Marvel retro Marvel Legends, and that's got. Listen, I'm not ripping on the Marvel Legends team. They don't get to dictate the prices. But what I'm saying is like, I didn't start buying them until they were $5 at Dollarama up here.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because to me that felt like for a 5 POA figure that's small, that makes sense to me. $5, $10 for a superpowers figure, slightly bigger, comes with like soft goods, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that seems like a fair price.
Yeah.
And you're right. With these,
it's inclusive pricing.
Right. And take a look at how much these turtles come with. Like all those accessories, the little turtle, the little mutagen container. Oh, yeah. And which I want to get into the mutagen in one hot second there, because I have a question for you about that, Jake. It just seems like you get so much in those turtle packages for what you're paying.
Yeah. Even today when I was at the store, they had some Super 7. They had the reaction stuff. I saw some new Godzilla reaction figures, and they had all the Dr. Teeth reaction figures, and they look amazing, but they're this big and they cost more than this. You know, they're $20 a piece. Right. And I'm not like, I buy the ones that I want. I'm not complaining that they're too expensive. I'm just wondering what is going on, because this was $10.
Right. Yeah, because they're very close up here too, same price,
yeah.
Right? And that's bonkers to me. I agree. But with the mutagen, they're doing the mutagen again, as you saw with the mutagen containers. They did it for the 2012 line. They did it for the original line. I think they even did it for the 2003 toy line.
You're saying that they have like containers of mutagen?
The containers of mutagen, different color, with like, I think different sculpted baby turtles.
like almost like blind things, like blind box type thing, like, where you buy the mutagen and they're inside of it.
They're inside the mutagen. I think they're different sculpts in there. Someone in the chat, please let me know if I am wrong, because I'm just trying to. I need a checklist for all the stuff that's coming out, because there's many vehicles and play sets, and you got two packs of them with scooters and motorbikes.
Yep.
My
Target today had the turtle van. It had the three pack that Craig was just showing off. And then there's like a medium sized turtle where he's maybe like this big. And then there's the big turtles. And then they also had, they also had Playmates had not related to this movie, but they're redoing the old mutant turtles where they like transform into their shell or they.
They brought those back out.
Yeah, there were so there's too much turtles. There's too much turtles.
There is too much turtles. Plus, they're still doing all those weird two packs with franchises that make no sense, but it doesn't matter. Who cares at the end of the day? Oh yeah, go ahead, read that, Abby. Oh, you're muted because no Craig.
We can't hear Abby. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Jacob, do you want to read that?
Davey says mutants are the epitome of inclusion because they want to be accepted by the world. That's true.
Yep. That is very true.
Yep. Great point.
Wait, I can hear Abby now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That was my contribution. I liked that and I wanted to highlight it. And yeah, I think it's awesome that these are affordable toys. So like more kids can get them and that's just better. Like I said, it's inclusive pricing.
Yeah. We also got a super chat from Retro Cabal. Retro Cabal says, did you guys see the Aikido TMNT? I did see some of that stuff. Have you seen this stuff, Ryan?
I don't know what that is.
I had never even heard of it. And it's like mini stuff. It's based on the classic Ninja Turtles, but they had like a battle set where it's like Shredder and Leonardo. And it's just like one of those old school kind of like battle games. I saw that. And then I saw some mini... Are you looking at it right now?
I am looking. Yeah, I just.
What else is there?
They have a little bit of articulation. It looks like I'm trying to find there's other YouTube commercials and stuff that are coming up. Oh, they're showing up on the Toys R Us website.
Yeah, there's a ton. There's a ton of stuff.
There's so much turtle. We're eating good, folks.
It's a good pro. We've talked about it privately, I think, but I think in the Jeffries this year, we're going to have to put all the turtles is going to have its own category.
And
it's just going to have
for the Jeffries.
It's just going to have to be like best turtle figure because there's too many. There's so many good turtles out there. And there's like we've made jokes before about everybody's making turtles, but everybody is making turtles. And I feel like there's more and more.
Real quick to interrupt you, I'm sorry. No, this is just a scheduling and technical difficulty note. I will be gone, and so will Craig for about a minute or two, and then we will return.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry about that, everybody. Yeah. Cool.
We're gonna rock and sock them. This is what we're gonna do. Yeah. Take a look at the base for these things. I don't know if how much have you looked at these, Jake?
Well, I saw this in the store today, and these. Are giving me such like throwback vibes because I have some Jurassic Park figures that are like this, like two raptors on a little thing that fight each other. I didn't see what else they got though. Like, what is this?
These are skateboarding turtles where you build ramps and you can connect them. And you just have, looks like you pull them back. Like, again, these are like toys where you pull them back and they go. God, remember toys when they did stuff? God, what a crazy, crazy time.
I guess Craig doesn't know how to plug his computer in. Is that what's going on over there?
Oh, this takes me right to two. I guess he doesn't know.
What do you, is that an Aikido? Van, or is that just the regular van?
No, that's the regular van.
So okay,
I'm trying to get it to go big, but it's not really doing the job here. Oh, there's an RC. Oh, it's an RC. It's the pizza.
The pizza is the remote control.
Is the remote control.
That's insane. This.
Like I said, there's a lot here. I'll get Craig to take over from this screen sharing. He probably has.
No, yeah, host sharing. Thank you.
My computer stopped charging, so I had to switch computers. I don't know what's going on, but the show must go on. And God damn it, I never even got to show off my last pickup.
Well, then do it. You got time.
You guys are still talking about
it. Okay. Yeah, we're just excited still talking about turtles. Oh, there it is. Oh, Craig, you're actually on point to what we were talking about. Was like, yeah. Oh, I can't find a picture of the van. I don't know if anyone got the van.
Oh, dude, I got the van. You got to get the van. Sorry. Great. Great cross sell on the back. No, really cool artwork. Hey,
yeah. Quick question, Craig. The back of the packaging of even the figures, Jay can answer this too. Does it have the checklist on the back of the figures you can get?
Well, it doesn't have everything. It's just got the figures that the like regular line like this. It's got that, but it doesn't
But it's interesting.
Like, when's the last time we've seen this on the back of a package?
The artwork on the back of the figures is the actual like renderings from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But the artwork on the back of the van are the actual toys. Kind of interesting.
Nice. Oh, okay.
And Skylar is asking.
There's different stuff. The van has different figures than what's on here.
Right.
You got some of the other mutants. You got the other vehicles on the van. This is just the regular like baseline on the
right. Right.
That's still pretty cool though. It's been a long time since we've seen anything like that.
Yeah.
So the one point I did want to make, and sorry about the technical difficulties, guys, but I think we handled it. Okay.
Wait, are you done with the van? Because Skylar has one quick question about the van.
Go for it.
Which I think is an important one. How much is the van if figures are $10?
I think the van was $45 or $50.
$54. Right? Definitive Toys believes.
And then they've got the six pack with where you get the April.
The exclusive April,
the
correct?
Exclusive April and the Bebop. And then and Matt Bush says there's a play set too.
Also those sets, the glow in the dark turtles, like what you got, Craig, those are Target exclusives.
Those are Target exclusives. There's a four pack that's a Walmart exclusive that has the turtles in different, you know, kind of throwback Playmates type, you know, like astronaut. Cowboy and all that. Vulcan. One thing I want to say, there's a Vulcan one. Here's what I want to say about this Turtles line. They've already announced that there's going to be a television series that is the sequel to this movie,
which is the
same universe. So we could be on the ground floor.
Oh yeah,
of a really long line of figures. Here. So,
hey, don't groan, Jacob. These figures are $10.
No, I know, but I'm just that was a groan for me being like, well, wait, do I want to get them all?
Yeah.
Okay, the van's $40.
I mean, if they're already doing that second wave of Turtles where they're dressed up like Spock and a cowboy,
yeah.
I mean, that means we're gonna get more Turtles. Whoa. Which also about
space Raphael.
Hold on. Yeah. You can't just say cowboy, you have to go cowboy.
Neck because of sleep all day.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I got a half shell, baby.
I can smell the foot from a mile away.
Man, tell everybody you're in your early 40s without telling you're doing.
Okay. We like it. All right.
I love American pizza. Watch me kick.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm not a bullfrog. I'm a turtle. And I'm free.
Wait, how many Kid Rock songs are we doing?
I don't know.
Can we go one more? Come on, Jake. You gotta have one.
I've been sitting here. Holy shit. All right.
Yeah, when you get the Sheryl Crow one,
Craig. While you were gone, we were asking the question: Why can I buy four of these for the price of like one NECA figure?
Well, part. I mean, there's a couple reasons. One, their Playmates is a bigger company. They're mass produced, and they own the license.
That's what we were getting at, but I wasn't sure if that was like. You know, does NECA got to pay more? So,
yeah. I mean, well, I guess
when you think about it too, like the Motu Origins, they weren't crazy expensive.
No, exactly. But anyways, we're going to be talking about these a lot. These are really fun.
Yeah, it's been fun to talk about them already.
We're going to do a turtle spinoff on the Toy Anxiety Network.
This is the first we've heard of it.
What's it called?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up. It's called Flipping
Are you
going
to just post other people's screenshots?
Yeah, it's going to be me posting leaked screenshots. That's it.
Repost all posts.
Repost all shells. What we do in the sewer house.
Oh, this. Okay.
Let's talk about drugs.
The interdimensional cross mutagen.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Okay. Let's figure this out here, folks. I'm on a different computer.
We killed AJ. It's good.
We did? We did. You did.
You did.
All right, guys. So I think I. Oh, shit. I don't have it up on this computer. I'm so sorry. Let me open up the Mattel.
Lost all your. Yeah. You lost all your stuff.
Lost my stuff, but I didn't have that much open. Okay. So let's talk about Mattel Creations.
Oh yeah, this was actually the topic, not turtles.
I know, but we got all, you know, flustered.
We went tubular.
I can't wait for the comments on the, you know, it's never the live chat, but the comments will be like, oh, it took them an hour to get to their topic. It
took them an hour.
Oh, I don't like that. All the funny jokes and laughs.
Talk about them gay turtles. What were they doing?
Let's do this. Did you just say we talked about the gay turtles?
Gay turtles, oh, yeah.
Well, that's, you know. All right.
Abby, save us and tell everybody that you're part of the LGBTQ plus spectrum.
Oh, that's how I'm going to just jump in and spectrum? Save you with my queerness?
Yeah.
Craig, you're my Craig.
Yeah.
Okay, you're good.
Hey, guys, let me take this on my shoulders.
Abby, take it on your shoulders.
Like, rainbow cape. Yeah. No, I think it's fuck. I already said what I would say, which is growing up, I loved the Ninja Turtles. When we would play, my brother and I and our neighbors, I didn't want to be April. I wanted to be Donatello. So being able to see yourself represented is really important. Not just having like just cookie cutter female characters, but having right. characters that explore gender and different types of people is really exciting for me, because the Ninja Turtles are a great group with a lot of good value in them. A lot of good, like,
and bad hygiene.
Life lessons. Yeah, apparently the bad hygiene.
Hey, real quick, is my mic okay, everybody? Does it sound okay?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
because
I wanted to check in and make
I
sure.
I think it was
good.
Just
because
you were far away.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is an all-timer. Tonight is
yeah, we did a lot here.
So, okay, we've got the brand new Mattel Creations crowdfunding project. I don't think anybody here needs an explanation of what that means. Now, Jake,
well,
there was
a lot of people do.
A lot of people.
Not anybody here, but I've been reading a lot of comments of people not understanding how this works.
It's a crowdfund. There's unlockable tiers.
I can buy it. I can put it in my cart, but I can't have it unless 5,000 people buy it.
Well, it's a lot of, well, does the 250 just get me the gate, or does everything else? Don't got to pay extra for the Tira? It's like nobody understands. And I get it, because some people who just buy Jurassic Park toys are just Jurassic Park toy collectors. They're not like they're not in the world of Mattel and NECA and know what a HasLab, you know. We saw it with when Ghostbusters too, whenever the pack was out, so many people that are maybe community people don't understand how the HasLab worked. So
Hasbro, not HasBen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. So $250. They need 5,000 backers minimum. The core offering is this really impressive 20-inch tall electronic Jurassic Park gates from the movie Jurassic Park. What do they got in there? King Kong. That's the line that is said as they go through the gates.
Good callback.
But what they really have is batteries in there that power the gate.
It is battery powered. As somebody who has the Mattel WWF light up stage, which I don't believe is 20 inches tall, it's probably smaller than that. They did a really good job on that. So I do believe that Mattel will put out a quality product here. So you don't just get the gate, you get the Explorer. This is an updated version of the already available Explorer. More detail, better paint application, rubber tires. I guess this is car 5. Jake, am I right? This is the one that goes undamaged in the movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So base offering, you get the gate and you get the Explorer. This is 3¾ scaled. So this Explorer will go really great with your Razor Crest if you got one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they have some, I haven't even looked at all these. They have some nice interior shots.
Yeah.
Whoa, Unix system.
Interactive CD-ROM.
Sweet.
Wow.
Wow.
So you got your details here. Let's just talk about this base offering, because this is one of the things we always talk about with these crowd funds. Is it worth it without the additional pieces?
Just the car and the gate.
Just the car and the gate. $250. Now, we
would
know
you
that...
be a gatekeeper at that price?
We know from experience that we can assume Mattel is paying a pretty hefty licensing fee. Yeah. It's not easy when you're dealing with Universal with Jurassic Park. So it's part of the pricing.
Ask any toy tuber who focuses on Jurassic Park collecting.
Right. I mean, we might get taken down just for talking about this thing. Jake, where are you at on this at the beginning here?
I think these gates look amazing. I think the upgrade to the car is really great. I do not think the gates in the car alone are worth $250. They put out a Brachiosaur twice the size for half the price. So, right. I mean, there's no electronics in that, but the car already exists. You know, I have it right here. This is better, but the gates are the main thing here. And I want those gates, but I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to back this, but I want everything. Right. I think this price tag is only worth if you get everything.
I think if you get everything, it's a pretty good price.
Yeah. Yep, even though everything else is, you know, this is the only like wholly original part is the gates.
Right.
I mean, the signs are new.
Well, let's talk about that. They have an early bonus. If they hit the 5,000,
oh, the early bird.
Yeah. Which
I want just those.
I mean, they're cool, but I'll tell you this. Most hardcore Jurassic Park collectors, we own these already. Somebody else makes them. They already exist. So
yeah, but I'm over cool. Third party acting all pretentious and cool.
Sure. No, I get that, but I don't know, dude.
So if they back in the first 2 weeks, you get your early bird bonus, which is this set of paddock signs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been pretty adamant lately that I don't think these early birds are a great idea. I think that the risk reward of working against the project, if it doesn't make the early bird, now people are going, well, now it has even less value than I just think psychologically, it's not a great idea.
I agree. They should just come with it. Like these aren't, I mean,
those
how much
look inexpensive as fuck. They're like board game pieces.
Right. How much value are these worth? Actually, they should just automatically come with it.
That's the whole point of the incentive, right? Like to get people on early and get this thing rolling. So I understand where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, you know, we all want everything.
Make the T-Rex the early bird. I don't know. This thing would be funded today if the T-Rex was the early bird.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's keep going through it here. So unlock one. If it, like we said, if it hits 5,000, you get the gate and the Explorer. Unlock two is the Tim figure in the
Tim and a fence.
Tim and a fence.
Yep.
So oh, this does is, it come with fence?
You get you get two pieces of fence.
Two pieces of fence.
Even though there's no fence attached to the gate.
Right.
Okay. So, okay, can I mention something about this gate that there or this fence?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know if you saw this today, but the G.I. Joe team is putting out extra troopers with the 7-7, with the 7-8-8. Like, they're doing a three-pack army build to go with your HasLab.
Right.
That's about, like, that should be, you know, which I think is brilliant.
Right. It's pretty smart.
It kind of makes me wish that Star Wars would, you know, release characters in 3.75 that actually were inside the Razor Crest instead of putting them in 6-inch, you know?
Oh, the odds of the Star Wars team putting out a HasLab Ghost with like hardly any available Rebels figures is like 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
They will do so that. Don't underestimate them.
So what I'm saying is I really hope that Mattel Creations, even if it's asked to be a website exclusive or whatever, I hope they do additional fence pieces.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to get to. That was a very exhausting way for me to say that.
With a talking Alan Grant that's like, no,
Tim. No, Tim.
Okay, so.
Tim and the Electric Mayhem. Sorry.
So this is a Tim figure with fence piece as your first unlock, 6,000. At 8,000, so this is kind of
not really canonical with the rest.
So this is a Lost
still
World.
Still cool.
Is it the Bull Rex?
Yeah.
Bull Rex. This is the male Rex from the Lost World. I do see a lot of people complaining that it's weird that they're doing a part two figure with part one stuff, but we already got like the ultimate edition of the T-Rex from part one.
Which they put out twice.
This is cool, I think, because this is a new head and it's new feet. A lot of people complained about the feet from the first T-Rex, including me, so much that I bought a pair of feet off of Etsy to put on it and then lost them. But this is a whole new head, which is, I think that's cool that they did that. But again, most of this figure is a repack. You know, you didn't even talk about it, but that Tim, it's new hair. But other than that, Tim exists already. And his elbows don't bend. There's no articulation in that Tim figure other than, I think, his knees.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So it's weird that they're giving you, like, on the surface, you're like, oh, cool, it's new. But part of it is new, but a lot of it isn't. So
it's not technically a Hammond collection.
Yeah, they're not. Him. I think it's not technically Hammond because it's got. I mean, his head turns and I think his legs bend, but his elbows. Same with the Lex figure. There's no articulation.
The hair detail is kind of cute, in my opinion.
Sure.
So by the way,
Do you know what this bull T Rex needs? It needs that Jacob Walsh cosplayer that he eats when he falls out of the waterfall or whatever.
Yeah.
In the Lost World.
Mm-hmm.
They need that dude. So then I can start making custom Jacob Walsh figures out of that dude. And then I can have the Jacob Walsh Jurassic Park collection.
Here's my issue with it. That was great, Ryan. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sid. That was really great. It was. My issue is this. Like, are you telling me they're never going to put out a Lost World Bull Rex otherwise? Like the
Correct,
problem
just
with
the baby.
Well, the problem with these kinds of things is like, you knew when you get the Razor Crest, like this is it. This is your one chance to get a Razor Crest. This is your one chance to get a Sail Barge. All new stuff. Sure, some of the figures might be repacks or whatever, but the bulk of this. I don't know. It's I don't mind that it's a Lost World T-Rex. I think that's kind of cool. I think that's better than just putting out another repaint of the. They've already put out the Jurassic Park 1 T-Rex twice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Once what dinosaurs are we missing, Jake? Like, what's a big dinosaur that you need, where if they put it out, you'd be like, holy granola.
I'm not sure what's come out in Hammond collection. They've done everything as far as, you know, the dinosaurs that are in the film, so much so that they're putting out dinosaurs that aren't even in the movies. But Hammond collection, I don't know what they're caught up on. There's a new Brachiosaur coming out really soon that a lot of people are super, super excited about. But I think everything else is out there. Like, didn't they already do it? They've already done a Hammond collection, Triceratops. I think everything else has basically been done. There's only five dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, you know, in the original film. They're making like, it feels like they've made hundreds of these things so far. So I don't know what all, I don't know what all needs to be done in Hammond Collection. I'm not that up on it. So,
all right. So yeah. So it's just about the because that's what I was going to ask.
First like, even done. Like exactly. There you go.
You know like, what I'd like?
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to shout out the Jurassic Park water ride where there's the two compies that are fighting over the work uniform. God,
that would be amazing. Yeah.
If that could be like a full scale toy, that would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
That would be cool. I'm just trying to think of dinosaurs that weren't ever in any movies that haven't been done that should be.
Well,
done.
one of the points that I think, Jake, you're kind of alluding to, but I don't know if we've really set out altogether, is that how much better are the Hammond Collection dinosaurs than the regular release dinosaurs? They're not that. Yeah, they're some more articulation, maybe some better paint apps, but they all look great together. So
there's you just done it, they've done, you know, there's five different T-Rexes out there, and you can definitely tell them. I'm not saying that they're all as good as the Hammond Collection Rex, but there's some. You know,
well, Boogeyman says they're so much better. So maybe I need to. I haven't bought like any of the new Jurassic Park stuff. So okay, I'll take his word. He knows.
That sounds like Boogeyman. Jurassic Park is too much of a slippery slope with someone.
It's a lot of stuff.
So the last unlock is the Lex figure.
Mm-hmm. Also, can't bend her elbows.
With no bendable elbows, and then it does come with
the goat.
Yeah.
The goat with removable hind leg.
Where's the goat?
There he is. So which is cool. Which I like. Yeah. It's a fun touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
To me, I think this is worth $250 if it's everything. And I think I would be I'm probably gonna back it because I want those gates that bad. If I get it and I hate Lex and Tim figures, I'll sell them. You know what I mean? I don't care about those. I think the T-Rex is cool. The car is cool. But the gates is the big thing. And I wonder if they were like, okay, we want... There's two things that I think went against it. One of them is that they teased the gates. They posted a picture. And I think that kind of hurt them because I think people were like, oh, cool, they're doing the gates. What else is going to be a part of it? They didn't think the gates were going to be the big. They were like, oh, it's going to be a command center or a playset or something. So whenever they were like, it's the gates and a bunch of other crap that you already own.
But the gates are the wow factor. Yeah.
Oh,
I think so. To me, I still believe in, I do like HasLabs and I do like Mattel Creations. But think about Eternia. It's like, whoa, a chance for people to get the holy grail playset that only Ryan Dole had. That is like a,
it's true
to me. What if this was $500 but it was the inside of the visitor center with the sculpture?
I mean, that's what I want.
The jello.
I mean, that's a dream, but the fucking Masters of the Universe is like a proven moneymaker. Like that fucking thing is probably made more. Masters of the Universe probably makes five times what Jurassic Park makes. So they probably couldn't like depend on something that costs that much money for their first. I think they probably had a price point they needed to stay at.
Right.
And they were like, for this much money, the gates will be awesome. Something else has to come with it, but they couldn't really afford to make another brand new thing. So it was like, well, here's a bunch of improvements we can make. And hope the gates gets this over the thing.
Do we? This is funny.
I think the gates in and of themselves are very cool. Personally, you can decorate them for different holidays and have little
they
parades.
They are motorized. They open. Here's my thing. I think you're right. That last crowdfund that Mattel did was the WCW Nitro stage. $450. Fell over $1,000 short. I don't know. So today, this just launched this morning. It's at 600 backers. That doesn't seem great.
It doesn't.
Not
at a 5,000.
Not when the Dragonfly, the G.I. Joe Dragonfly at the same price point, funded in a day at whatever.
So what we're saying is everyone cancel your Dragonfly. Buy a gate.
And buy a gate.
Mm-hmm.
I really want these gates, but it's all.
Yeah, I think this is going to be tough. I think. I think if it's struggling in those first 2 weeks, this is going to be really tough.
Well, get this.
Yeah,
Canadians
gates and stairs.
I don't know. I don't know if it's completely international or not, but I did find out that Canadians cannot.
No internationals can buy it.
So no internationals
until it's fully
backed. Can't back this thing until it's fully backed. So we got to count on you, dirty Americans, and your guns, to get this thing funded. All right, let's build that wall.
Now, I will say though, that's funny. I will say though, I'm considering backing this. Because to me, I don't have anything from this line. So this is a great starter set.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
You know?
Yes. For,
to me, there's almost more appeal to the new Jurassic Park collector than the person who's been buying this stuff for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, I can get the gates, the fence, the goat, a better, you know, explorer.
Yeah.
Exclusive T-Rex. Like, there's meat on the bone there. It's probably going to come in cool packaging.
I just realized this too, because Canadians can't, or like international can't back this thing until it reaches its goal. They all miss out on the tombstones.
No, those if it's
everybody gets them,
everybody will get them. It's just, it has to get that number before the 2 weeks, but everybody will
see,
get them.
It's too many.
Everybody get on it.
It's Jesus too Christ. Many rules. There's too much to try to understand. Listen, as a person who is, believe it or not, in my away from this time, I'm an educator and a communications person. I can't believe it either.
Who can't read?
I'm learning though.
He's it's part of the job.
What's it called when there's a bunch of words like a sentence? Okay.
If it's longer, it's a paragraph.
So a really long sentence is a paragraph.
Not okay.
Well, that's a run-on sentence.
A series.
Not too much
sentences
at once, Ryan.
Oh, sorry.
But in all seriousness, it's too much information, especially for the uneducated person. If you're just a collector or you like the toys, and you don't know what a crowdfunding is and how the tiers work, and is it international? Well, how do I get the early bird? It's too much. It's because people get overwhelmed. It needs to be, hey, here's a Razor Crest. It's $350.
Yeah.
Buy it. If we get 8,000, then you get an extra figure, you know, like whatever. Like I think it's too many rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand. It makes me think of the Nitro entrance a little bit. Like when you've got something that's like,
That was like all over the place. It was like, there's an early bird Hogan. But then there's a Scott Steiner, but everyone's Scott. Well, now it's good that we're going to flip it around. It's like they keep moving the goalposts throughout the whole thing. And it's like by the end, it's like people get tired of it. They're like, okay.
Yeah. Same thing happened with the Rancor, though, too, where it's like, well, we're switching up them tiers.
Oh.
We heard you guys. No Ula. You guys didn't want it. You said, if I see Ula, no Mula. I think that's what the fans were saying.
So, anyways, it's confusing.
Yeah,
but I do hope, because the Jurassic Park collectors, there are heart like
they need a win, dude.
They need a win. There's a lot of hardcore.
I want it to fund. I want it to fund. I probably will back it. I do want the gates, and yeah, I hope it works out, because I want this to fund, because I want them to be able to think about doing something bigger.
I like this. Another Punk Chef. Get rid of the tiers. Give everything up front. Make the minimum 8,000. If it sells, great. If not, move on.
I agree.
Okay, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. What is with these stretch goals and these tiers? Like, it doesn't
matter.
I've literally been saying that since the start of these things. Tiers are dumb. Just sell it. Just sell the thing.
Just sell the thing.
Sell the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
to incentivize it's too confusing.
No,
I understand it's fun. Like, it's fun to be like, oh, maybe it's going to get it. Like, I understand trying to, like, get, you know, a crowd to, you know, interact.
Get energized.
And, like,
about
it'd be fun to get. But it just causes too much issues. I think just doing everything up front, it's just a better
The problem is, I don't know who said it. Somebody in the chat earlier quoted Big. They're like, I don't get it. Who wants to play with a gate and a fence? It's so funny. To me, the stretch goal thing originated with Kickstarters, where it was like, a one-off product or, hey, we're launching a new comic book series, and if we can hit 10,000 backers, we're going to send everybody who backed an additional variant comic. And, like, you get people excited and all mm-hmm. that. But now we live in a world where, I mean, Hasbro has active HasLabs going right now. They're about to launch one or two more. Mattel's got stuff. We don't have time for all of the games.
Well,
we
Super just 7 wanna... might be releasing one too, right?
Super That's 7, cat... we're gonna, they're teasing cat the Cat Slayer. Slayer. And how much is that thing going to cost? $900?
What's that from?
Dad...
Thundercats.
Thank you.
Thundercats. Yeah. Thunder Kittens. And the... what's... Storm Kitties. Thundercats. The... because Jay on Geek Dad Life, Jay and John, they were talking about, like, if they make this thing, like, to, like, how, like, to like, the scale of the figures, then the Thunder Tank, which is also massive, has to come out of one of the claws in the very front, because it looks like
too
this.
Big.
Right? Too big. It's too, like, what are they going to do? Because everyone was like, it's reaction. Apparently some dude in the Discord was all like, no, it's, you know, it's Ultimates. One of the designers was in a Discord. Okay. Clearly not Geek Dad Life's, because Super 7 hates Geek Dad Life.
Super 7 loves us. They're coming on the show next week.
Yeah, my first question is going to be, so what's your deal? Why do you hate Jay so much? He's like the nicest guy.
Well, anyways, somebody asked a really good question, and then we can kind of move on and wrap this up. Somebody was asking, do the companies make less? Or if is it actually better for the company if it doesn't fund, because they get more money and they don't have to, not doesn't fund, but doesn't get all the tiers.
If they don't get all the tiers.
You got to remember Ryan Ting, friend of the podcast, Ryan Ting was on the show a couple months ago from Hasbro. And he was explaining to us that the way they do it now is they build the tiers into the overall pricing and the packaging. Like, this is the price point at $250 for the whole thing. And that's why the whole gamification of it mm-hmm. is kind of weird and maybe unnecessary.
Yeah.
So when we do the first Abby, when we do the first Toy Anxiety creations.
Yeah, it's not going to be campaign promises.
What would it be? Hey, that's a fun thing in the chat. If we did if we crowdfunded something, what would it be? Let us know in the chat.
I don't know. I'm thinking about what it could be. It'd be funny if we did do tiers.
Yeah.
Because then I would do it in 3.75 scale, so we could have a play set.
Okay.
A good one.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it would be four plays. Yeah, no, it would be three play sets, but they're actually four, and they're sectional. So this way you could make each one of our backgrounds.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay. Right.
Somebody said,
I got a tier. You unlock. You get my cats. Three
well,
different.
You get Jonesy. You get Jonesy four. And Taker.
Jonesy's literally on Jabba the Hutt right now.
I hate these guys.
Yeah.
Eazy-E says, why was the Proton Pack hose a stretch goal? That's like another level of.
Oh my god!
He's just
about to destroy that thing.
That's another level, by the way.
He's got Salacious Crumb under his foot.
The thing with the Proton Pack stuff is like they kind of went at it with like, we're gonna make some of the stretch goal stuff you have to make this worth it.
Yeah. They would be like sadistic about it,
right? That would be like if Jurassic Park was like, the base offering is, you know, the gates, but it doesn't have the Jurassic Park logo.
Yeah, unpainted.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I figured out what we would do. I figured it out.
Yeah.
So if we did Jake's playset, because it would also have to do sounds. If you press the button on Jake's playset, it plays the sad music. Sad comments.
Music.
So you could read your own sad comments playing.
Oh, that's
Jake.
Good. That's
well, that you could do sad comments at home.
Mine would come with your own, and it would say unofficial, big watermark in front of it, Ecto Glow Elite card.
The bootleg sign. All
right. The bootleg sign. Yeah. Right? Like, this stuff all works. I think if you press the button on Abby's, the camera and lights all fall over because the cat's on.
Yeah. That's like the little bonus stuff. You get like the little spills.
Craig,
like
you get the little spills. You push spills the button.
Craig comes with a roach that flies onto his shoulder.
No, Craig comes with roach. Craig comes with an interchangeable head. So you get Craig and you get Kurt.
Both versions. Hey, I want to say something. I've had a really long day, but Abby.
Yeah.
How much did I keep my cool during my technical issues?
You're doing so good. Like, yeah, literally.
That's not the
like,
point, Craig. You did
I buried Kurt.
I know, but I'm here cheerleading
Kurt is
your
dead.
Work. Thank you.
Kurt,
yeah.
Go in my backyard. You'll see a tombstone says, here lies Kurt.
Yeah.
He was an asshole.
I don't even know him.
Oh, wow. So comes the tombstone.
Kurt comes to the tombstone.
Yeah, we should all come with our own tombstones.
His hand comes out of the grave.
Oh,
no,
no. Wait. Craig comes with the, you remember the old Beetlejuice figure where it's a tombstone, you put Beetlejuice in, and then you they do the thing,
yeah,
and then
yep.
It's another figure?
Heard some Kurt. Yeah.
That, but it's Craig and Kurt. Yeah.
Like, okay. You put in Craig, and I'm like, God, I just love doing podcasts. It's so meaningful.
The Vanishing Vault. It's called the
yeah.
Vanishing
you
Vault.
You twist it, and I come out, I was like, well, there really wasn't even enough super chats tonight to warrant doing Extreme Toy Drive.
Yeah,
it's the same figure, too. But his hair is like all crazy.
Yeah. I think it's funny.
Well, guys, this was a lot of fun, man. Chat's been awesome tonight. A lot of people watching. I think I love the Turtles discussion, and I love the Jurassic Park crowdfunding discussion. I would love if Playmates did some sort of Turtles crowdfund, or what if NECA ever does one, or Super 7.
Oh, boy.
I mean, God, just, there's possibilities mm-hmm. out there. I'm just putting it out there. Okay, so we've said a lot. We've done a lot. I do want to let everybody know, we do have Extreme Toy Anxiety tonight. Patreon after show. If you want to get in on that, patreon.com/yeshavesome, $5 a month. You get the Discord. You get the bonus audio. You get the bonus shows. We'll be doing that right after this show. And, yeah, next Tuesday is the 4th of July. I think we're gonna still do a show, but
well, that's how I celebrate America, is by talking about toys.
Talk about toys,
yeah.
But I think
singing
we
about Kid Rock. We should all wear our favorite Kid Rock outfit.
Should we?
Yeah.
Should we all dress like Patriots next week?
It should be Jaws
the Patriots.
Thing. No, no, just like Woodstock '99 performers.
Oh, I'm gonna put a Cody Rhodes neck tattoo on. I'm gonna draw one on.
Dude, I'm gonna come.
I'm gonna be the American
anxiety.
Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
I'm gonna be like, cut my life into pieces. No, we'll do some, and I think we might be doing some
Bitter
of the with-
Corners a Resort.
Jake opened all my toys.
We're gonna do some stuff with Geek Dad. We got some really cool stuff coming up, guys. I promise you, we can't really talk about it just yet, but in the next week or so, you'll know some really fun stuff. Okay, Jake, do you have any sad comments tonight?
Yeah, I got one.
You had a little sad comment. Okay,
well,
so-
I got one, but it's like a, I got a conversation.
You have a,
oh, you should have sent it to us
people.
Early. We could have like played
a
it
sad
off.
Conversation.
Like
sad conversations. Okay. And then Abigail, anything else tonight before we get to sad comments?
No, I enjoyed this chat and thank you all for being here.
Z Mulaney, how can I pay you all? That's an interesting question.
Like yeah, I noticed they're new
for,
here.
Oh, for Patreon? Maybe?
Another from the East Coast,
you
I noticed.
About Patreon?
Well, so.
Oh. Abby, tell us about Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.
$5 a month gets you so much bonus content. For one thing, you'll just immediately be rewarded by being able to go to our after show, after this show, which starts like as soon as we are done wrapping up. We do like an after hours, basically kind of like an uncensored, our own conversation, much, much less formal and more intimate. So you can sign up and be a part of that. And then there's also tons of bonus content that you unlock when you decide to sign up. And that's like backstock of us talking about movies and covering all sorts of neat stuff. There's some weird stuff in those episodes. So I highly recommend you go out and sign up.
Absolutely. And then once you sign up, you'll see links to the bonus episodes and links to the Discord where we also post the bonus. Our good friend, Bitter Asian Dude Incorporated, says, sorry, I'm late. What I miss?
Dude, we missed
you.
Missed
turtles. You missed turtles.
We did like a lot.
We need to have Paul back on soon.
Yeah, we do.
We need to have Paul on. Yeah.
We're also missing our Paul counter.
I know. I started feeling bad like I was jinxing it.
Oh.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
We need Paul to get we need a Carson Teva figure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like yesterday.
Hot toy. Yeah. Hot toy. We need a TVC with his droid and X-Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. This is what
I just read that too.
Donut Daddy.
YHS crowdfund idea. Calico Critters Leather Bar.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. This is Leather Daddy.
Okay. So let's get to sad comments.
We'd call it Jackrabbits.
That's cool.
So
it's vegan leather, though.
It is vegan leather. For
yeah.
For the uninitiated, what we do is we have a segment where we scour the internet for the latest commentary on toys and action figures, and we give a voice to the voiceless. Jacob, where is our sad comment coming from this week?
It's from Hasbro, but it's not really about anything super. Like they're just having a conversation about toys in general.
Okay.
And they're both, it's between two people.
Okay.
And both of them are leaving sad comments to each other. So I thought this was a fun, interesting
That's rare.
Conversation.
To see two at once.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. That's like a menage a
trois. Hold on really fast. Everyone's saying that the Calico Critters leather bar comes with bears. Maybe otters.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. Bears,
the bears, otters. The cubs, the like, otters. Yeah.
That's good.
All right, so we have a Hasbro sad conversation.
Emmett Otter's leather bar.
Jake, are you
ready? You're about to get sued for saying that, Abby.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. They'd love it. You know Chimpanzee what? Would laugh.
The Calico Critters you. Canadian leather bar would be called Polar Bears. I don't think anyone
bears. No.
Polar Bears.
No.
All right. Loud? Here we go.
Is that loud?
Yeah.
Do you really think we'd get Jeeps and other items? No, that ain't happening in this day and age. Besides, why do grown men want with tiny figures less detail than their 6-inch counterparts? Compare Classified, Black Series, to their 3-inch counterparts, and there's no question which look better, have better articulation, and are made for grown-up hands. The 3-inch figures were good for when we were all kids. We need man-sized figures. This is a reply. 6-inch is trash. It's called world building. People want complete collections of things. 6 in Black Series are just shiny pieces of garbage. TVC is far better. So by man-sized, you mean doll-sized? Like Barbie? Here's the reply from the
I
first
love
guy.
That man, whoever
this
that was.
This is taking place on the would. Playground in my mind.
Yeah. All right, back to the first guy. World building? Again. Do you think you'll get any of what you asked for in this climate? No. You'll get stuff for the vintage collection, but not indie. Pieces of garbage? Man, you need to let go of your tiny miniatures. 6 inches. 6 inches far from dolls, my lad. They belong in the 80s.
I love when there's a pet name.
They belong in the 80s when we were all kids. Time for a better world builder with 6-inch. One more reply. One more, I think so.
Okay.
One more reply. This is the end. Agree to disagree. Head to head, every newly sculpted TVC figure looks better than their 6-inch counterpart. Boba Fett doesn't have a squishy helmet like that 6-inch. Lando looks better. Kweel looks better. IG-11 looks better. Grief better. Bo-Katan better. Clone face sculpt is better. Fennec is better. Book of Boba Fett Boba is better. Mayfield is better. Ahsoka is better. Mandalorian Maul is better. Their 6-inch counterparts are oddly proportioned and have a bizarre shine to them. As you said, it isn't the 80s. And technology for 3.75-inch figures is superb when all new sculpts. Give us the opportunity for vehicles like Razor Crest or Falcon or X-Wing, hopefully even a Ghost. Same could be said for Indie Line with TVC-like quality. You can't build worlds in a larger scale. Couldn't even back a Rancor. That TIE Fighter was the size of a table.
Let's take the ears off.
If I have an Indiana Jones line, I want the adventure-themed vehicles that accompany the figures. and you can't do that in 6 inch.
This needs to be commemorated, documented, and then reenacted once a year.
What was the my lad comment?
He said,
My lad.
He said, 6 inches far from dolls, my lad.
Oh my God. Hey, you know what
this conversation reminded me of? This conversation reminds me of the end of, oh my God, what is the, I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the name of the fucking movie. Okay. You guys talk, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I like I said, I'd love to do a dramatic reenactment of that, like a radio drama.
My lad.
Oh no, I think we should do like, we should
like,
make
like
it,
our
like a
Christmas
movie.
Carol.
It sounded like a bad freestyle battle.
Yeah, yeah.
You think your 6 inch figures are so great? I don't know if I have a, I don't know
two
if I have a
men fighting over 3 inches.
Nice.
That's the name of it. Okay.
They're like, it's like a
oh, it's A Few Good Men. It's the end of A Few. It's Jack Nicholson.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh,
you
yeah,
want
yeah,
me
yeah.
on that wall. It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like that fucking conversation.
My favorite was when he listed every Star Wars character that ever existed.
And that's how you build an argument.
Better. Bad Bay. Better. Young Anakin.
I love,
better.
I love that. Anyone who lists is good with me. That guy was hilarious. I like how he did take the earrings off. And he's like, you guys couldn't even back a rank. I was like, this guy listens to our show.
Yeah.
Because he was like quoting me verbatim. And I was like, let the doll be unleashed within your soul. I was like, I was cheering this guy on. This is the best sad comment of my life.
I just love that. I just love that whole like world building. No 6 inch. No world building. And then like, you know, the Hot Toys guy comes in. He's like, actually,
I like that they were fairly well written. Honestly, like I thought they were pretty well crafted responses.
Well, I think they knew Jake was going to read them.
That's what. That's what.
Continue.
It was.
Keep up the good work.
All right, guys. Fun stuff.
You almost had me.
You never had your rent.
You never had your rent. When it comes to HasLabs, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning is winning.
There's two types of HasLabs in this world.
So lots of fun tonight. You guys can join us for the after show. We'll do another half hour. Probably open some Turtles toys.
Thank you, Z Mulaney.
Thank you, Z
Mulaney. Best show on YouTube for collectors.
Man, we appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you, lad.
We see it. Thank you, my lad.
There you go. Let. He's saying something else.
We'll wait.
Is that what our fans are called? Are we going to call them the lads?
Hello, lads.
Hello,
lords and lads. Welcome to the show. Are you a 6 inch man? Do you like dolls or do you like world building?
Fight about
it. Do you like dolls or do you like world building?
I want you to joust.
Hey, by the way, Barbie Dreamhouse, that's world building, my friend.
That is world building. You can't say that Barbie at her scale isn't world building.
Right. Well, listen, guys, this was a lot of fun. Covered a lot of ground tonight. Love talking Tel Creations.
Yes, lads.
Yes, lads. That's us. Lords and lads.
And ladies.
And ladies.
For Abigail Gardner, Jake Walsh, Ryan Dole, my name is Craig Goldberg. You can find us every Tuesday night at 9:30 here on Toy Anxiety. The after show is coming up. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Check out all of the other content that we do on all of the other channels that we do them on. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I can't find the music, so I'm just going to hit the end.
Bye, lads.
This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun.
Sign up for Patreon. You can party with us.
Oh, is that a Kid Rock song?
Sign up for Patreon. Is that pretty bad?
Well, Kid Rock's
pretty
bad.
I see. I know.